This is Football Night in Northern Colorado, presented by Perry's Pizzeria. Here's Angel Padilla.
Welcome back into Football Night in Northern Colorado, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock, as we are getting you all set for our A1 Organics game of the week between Severance and Resurrection Christian. The Silver Knights and Cougars getting ready to throw down over in Loveland. Kickoff just around 7 o'clock. We'll send it out to Michael Spillin and Bruce Dick for you on the call tonight, just around 6:30 or so. Of course, Kyle Johnson will be in studio for all of the out-of-town scoreboard updates. I'm going to run through that scoreboard here in just a minute, but if there's a game that I don't mention, please let us know that we can keep an eye on it with our J9 Agencies text line at 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043 is the text line. Let us know what games you want Kyle to keep his eye on tonight for all the scoreboard updates. And let us know what games you're going to. Send us a picture. We'd love to see the Friday night lights there. It's going to be a chilly October evening, October the 13th, of course. Spooky season is in full effect. And it's going to, like I said, it's going to be chilly tonight, right around 47 at kickoff at 7, and then it's going to drop into the low 40s around 9:30, 9:10 o'clock as well. So it's going to be cold out there, but it should be perfect. You know, a nice fall afternoon for some high school football. And we had a great number of games last night across the in the Northern Colorado area. Starting here over in 2A, Sterling was at Timnath last night. Both teams 2-4 coming into that one, and Sterling pulled out the win 28-10. They're now 3-4 on the year. The number 10 Brush Beat Diggers were hosting Weld Central last night. The Beat Diggers 4-2 on the year. They moved to 5-2 after beating the Rebels 30-6 at home in that one. Then we had number 12 Eaton at number 3 Berthoud. The Reds 4-2 coming into this one. The Spartans and their tough defense 6-0 coming into this one, and they have now moved to 7-0, defending home turf yet again. They won that 34-7. The Eaton Reds fall now to 4-3 in what has been, you know, in terms of Eaton standards, probably a disappointing season. But when you've won the last three state championships, you may be due for a little bit of a setback, at least for 1 year. But so we'll see if the Reds can bounce back again next week. Lastly, here in 2A, number 9 University was at number 24 Arvada last night. Arvada 5-1 coming into this one, and they dropped to 5-2 as University blanked them 39-0, the final there. The Bulldogs 5-2 after that one on the season now. So they're looking to keep improving as they start to make our way towards the state playoffs here right around late November. Also here in 3A, jumping into 3A, number 12 Meade was at number 14 Denver North last night. The Meade Mavericks 2-4 on the season so far, but they've been, you know, in a lot of their games, been competitive so far, and they got the win last night, 21-14. The Mavericks now move to 3-4 on the season. Also in 3A, we had number 16 Frederick at number 7 Riverdale Ridge. Riverdale Ridge won that one 21-20. A close game there with the Golden Flashes, but they couldn't quite pull it out there at the end. Riverdale Ridge now moves to 6-1. Frederick falls to 3-4. Also here in 3A, we had Niwot at George Washington last night. Niwot 3-3 coming into this one, and they have now dropped to 3-4 after losing a close game, 44-43, the final. The George Washington Patriots get that one, and they move to 4-3. Lastly here in 4A, we had Silver Creek at Erie last night. The Erie Tigers, number 2 in 4A, 6-1 coming into this one, and they handled it fairly, you know, respectfully, 53-6, the final score there. Erie now 7-1 on the season. Number 14, Loveland Red Wolves at the Skyline Falcons last night. Loveland 5-2 coming into this one. Handled business yet again, 49-0. Loveland now moves to 6-2 so far this year. And then last game here in 4A, Centaurus at Thornton last night. Centaurus, the Warriors, won this one 44-0. They move to 6-2. Thornton drops to 1-7. So that's just a look at a couple of the Thursday night games I was checking out. Let's look at our Friday night scoreboard. Of course, Kyle Johnson will be in studio, as I mentioned, giving you all these updates for these games throughout the evening. Let's start here in 1A, the Pinnacle Timberwolves at the number 19 Highland Huskies tonight. The Huskies 2-4 coming into this game. They're on a two-game win streak. Of course, after starting 0-4 for the season, they've rattled off wins against Estes Park, and then they got a forfeit win against Sheridan last week. So we'll see if they can't get another earned win this week at home, taking on the 0-6 Timberwolves of the Pinnacle. Moving over into 2A, we have the Academy Wildcats at Fort Lupton tonight. The Blue Devils of Fort Lupton, 2-4 coming into this one on a two-game losing streak with losses to Berthoud and Eaton. So looking to get back on the in the winning column there, try to get to 3-4, try to get back to that 500 record as we get towards the end of the season. Also in 2A, number 20 Platte Valley is at Bennett tonight. The Broncos 3-3 coming into this one, but they are on a two-game win streak with wins over Devlin and Valley the last couple of weekends. So if the Broncos have started to find their offense a little bit, find their rhythm on both sides of the ball, they're going to look to get another big win on the road this weekend or tonight. That's number 20 Platte Valley at Bennett. Continuing here in 2A, Thompson Valley and Mountain View are going to square off tonight. Thompson Valley 4-2 coming into this one on a two-game win streak with wins over Niwot and Severance. Of course, we'll see the Silver Knights kick off tonight right around 7 o'clock or so. But for Thompson Valley, they're allowing only 13 points per game. That defense is tough. They're 4-2 on the year, taking on Mountain View. They're 23 ranked in 2A, 1-5 on the year, but they did get their first win last week over Northridge, and they're allowing 35 points a game. So one's got a good defense, one's got a not so great defense. So we'll see what gives there as Thompson Valley and Mountain View kick off tonight. Last one here in 2A, I just mentioned them, number 25 Northridge at number 4 Roosevelt. This is going to be an interesting game between these two teams that have had very, very good seasons up to this point, but of course both teams dropping their first game last week. Northridge lost to Mountain View, as we just said, and Roosevelt suffered a loss to Resurrection Christian, who again we will see tonight in our A1 Organics Game of the Week. Jumping here again into 3A, number 15 Grand Junction is at Greeley Central tonight. Grand Junction 3-4 coming into this one on a two-game losing streak with losses to Montrose and Loveland, allowing almost 30 points per game for Grand Junction there. When you look at the Wildcats of Greeley Central, they are on a three-game losing streak with losses to Loveland, Windsor, and Greeley West. So looking to get back in the winning column there at home tonight. And another one here in 3A, number 18 Longmont at number 22 Monarch. The Trojans 4-3 coming into this one on a four-game win streak after dropping their first three to start the year. And on that four-game win streak, they've only allowed about 13 points per game. So that Trojans defense is starting to find themselves a little bit, and they're going to have to travel tonight against Monarch, who on the opposite side is on a three-game losing streak after starting 4-0. They've only scored 8 points per game in those three losses. Those came to Poudre, Pueblo South, and Erie. So we'll see if Monarch, they're going to have to defend home turf tonight, as I said, against that tough Trojans defense. Both teams 4-3 here, looking to take another big step to get to 5-3 at this point in the season would be a huge, huge boost for them. And lastly here, we'll check out 4A, Poudre at Boulder tonight. The Impalas 1-6 coming into this one on a two-game losing streak with losses to Fairview and Rocky Mountain. Of course, they got their first win a couple of weeks ago. And they have been shut out 4 times this season. 3 of their last 4 games, they haven't scored any points. Got to try to find some offense for Poudre there tonight against Boulder. A Panthers team that's 0-7 coming into this one. So if you're going to get a win, now would be a good time to get it. The Panthers have only scored more than 7 points once this season, and they were shut out once already. So a couple of bad a tough game there between a couple of, teams that have had a rough season so far, but we'll see if Poudre can't get a win over Boulder there. And also here in 4A, number 15, Fairview is at Fort Collins tonight. The Lampkins coming off of their first win of the season last week over Fossil Ridge. They're 1-6. Fairview, 15th ranked in 4A. They're on a 4-game winning streak wins over Horizon, Douglas County, Poudre, and Boulder, and they've only allowed 21 total points across those four games. So that Knights defense is feeling themselves a little bit, but they're going to have to go into Fort Collins and try to get a win against a team that's maybe feeling a little bit of momentum off of last week. Lastly, here in 4A, Fossil Ridge at Rocky Mountain. The Sabercats of Fossil Ridge, 3-4 coming into this one. They broke their three-game win streak last week when they with a loss to that Fort Collins team. And the Sabercats scoring still 31 points per game last week. Maybe it was a bit of a fluke. We'll find out tonight as they take on Rocky Mountain, the other Fort Collins school here. They're on a two-game win streak after starting 1-4 in their season. Fort Collins and Poudre were their last two wins, but they are still 1-3 at home this year. So the Rocky Mountain Lobos trying to get a good win at home to get them back to 500. Of course, we have our college games as well. CU gets in action here at around 8 o'clock over on ESPN. They're taking on the Stanford Cardinal. We'll see if the Buffs can get a more convincing win against a lower-tiered Pac-12 school. Stanford's 0-3, 1-4 coming into this one. Should be a bit of a cakewalk for the Buffs. They're 12.5-point favorites. But if we learned anything from last week is that you can't overlook any team in the Pac-12. Especially, you know, Arizona State, Stanford, just because they're at the bottom of the conference. Every team that plays Colorado wants to knock them down a peg, wants to quiet Deion Sanders a little bit, wants to take a bit of the shine away from the Buffs. So we'll see if Stanford can play up to them. I think it could be a bit of a close game if CU kind of extends it late, but we'll find out. It's going to be a chilly night there in Boulder, so we'll see how that Buffs team responds in that kind of atmosphere. Of course, the UNC Bears, you'll hear them here on KFKA tomorrow. They're hosting Sacramento State in their 100th homecoming game. Big celebration there, a centennial celebration for all of UNC from Northern Colorado, the Greeley area, all of the alums coming back into town. I do believe there's going to be a celebrity in town, Kyle Sloter, if you remember that name. Great Bears quarterback from years past, was on the Broncos practice squad for a stint, was on the Vikings practice squad for a little bit. He does a lot of analysis on Twitter. He'll watch a bunch of different college football games and break down the quarterbacks. Really good informative stuff there from Kyle Sloter. So that'll be cool to have a little bit of a celebrity back in Greeley. Of course, that's a 1 p.m. kickoff on at Nottingham Field. Of course, you'll hear the Blue and Gold pregame at noon with Blake Olson, Matt Gaither. Those guys do a great job getting you all set for those Bears games with interviews with the coaches, with the players, as the Bears look to get their first win. And it would be a huge first win for Ed Lamb and his crew over there. I'm definitely rooting for the Bears to get a big one there. It's going to be a fun night, fun afternoon tomorrow, of course, in the Mountain West. A couple of big games with local impact here. Boise State at CSU. The Broncos have never lost to the Rams. The Rams coming off of a really, really tough, disappointing loss to Utah State, a game where you were leading in early on and then just kind of never could get that momentum back. We'll see. You know, Braden Fowler, Nicolosi's got to bring those interceptions down. Can't keep turning over the ball when you have talented running backs like Avery Morrow and Johnson as well. So we'll see if the Rams can't get it done there. And of course, the big game in the Mountain West, Wyoming at Air Force tomorrow. The Falcons 5-0, the Cowboys 5-1, both undefeated in Mountain West play so far. It's going to be a fun game. If you like running the football, if you like defense, if you like hard hitting, you know, physical play, that's the game for you. That's going to be a good one. 5 o'clock kickoff. That's on CBS Sports Network tomorrow night. So we're going to take our last time out here before we send it over to Bruce and Michael. But when we come back, we will preview our A1 Organics game of the week between Severance and Resurrection Christian. We'll go through what their seasons have looked like so far, some of the big names that you're going to be listening for tonight. That's all coming up next on Football Night in Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Oh. Oh, I almost don't want to talk. Can't interrupt that song there. That's a great one there. Good job, Micah. 23 minutes past 6 o'clock here. Welcome back into Football Night in Northern Colorado. I am your host, Angel Padilla, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios here in Greeley, just overlooking West 10th Street as the sun is beginning to set, the cloud coverage is moving in, and the temperature is dropping. I've been noticing that as I've been getting up in the morning for Good Morning NoCo. It's getting colder and colder every morning. You're starting to work in that light jacket before you get into the heavier coats. Something I've learned here in my time living in Colorado is you got to start out small, and then as the winter comes, you get bigger and bigger coats, and then you're pretty much wrapped up for when you hit March and April when it just gets frigid cold. But of course, it's not going to be that cold tonight, just around 47 here around kickoff over in Loveland. Going to drop down into the low 40s towards the end of the game, around 9, 10 o'clock. So it's going to be plenty chilly for you, but hopefully there will be plenty of fire and action going on the field between Severance and Resurrection Christian here. Let's break into our preview. Starting here with Severance, the road team tonight, 2-4 coming into this one, of course, coached by Jeff Van Winkle in his third season with the Silver Knights. They are scoring just about 26 points per game, but they are allowing about 28 points per game. That's not a good stat. When you're not scoring more than you're giving up, you're not going to win a lot of games, and they haven't this year. They did start off 1-0 against a win over Canyon City, 39-6 in that one, 39-36 in that one. But then they lost three straight, one to Green Mountain, one to Meade, and then lost to Eaton in a close one, 34-33. And then they beat Evergreen a couple of weeks ago, 41-8. But lost last week to Thompson Valley, 31-6. And when you look at this Silver Knights team, led by senior quarterback Jaden Hoffman, he was on Coach Speak earlier with Coach Bruce Dick, along with Jeff Van Winkle. So maybe if you want to go check that out at some point this weekend, definitely go check that out at 1310kfka.com. When you look at Jaden Hoffman here, 63 for 112, 56% completion percentage on the year, just under 1,000 yards. He's at 987 through the air. 12 passing touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and 2 rushing touchdowns. So, again, you got to cut down those interceptions a little bit. He is a senior, so he's got plenty of experience. But he's getting about 197 yards per game through the air. You're going to have to rely on him tonight. And, of course, he's throwing the ball to his younger brother, junior Jeremiah Hoffman. 28 catches, 530 yards on the year, 106 yards per game, and 7 touchdowns on the year. So the Hoffman brothers are going to really have to rely on each other tonight to get a tough win on the road. But if they can't find it in the air, they may be able to find it on the ground with their leading rusher, junior running back Ian Pennick, 95 carries on the year so far, 604 yards and 5 touchdowns. He's averaging almost 120 yards per game. Going to have to get the ball in his hands tonight if you want to, you know, maintain field position, maintain time of possession to keep this Resurrection Christian team off the field, because we're going to get to them in just a minute. And then their leading tackler on the defensive side, sophomore linebacker Ryan Myers. So far this season, 35 solo tackles, 17 assisted, and 10 tackles per game. So he's going to have to be all around the field tonight as the sophomore there for the Silver Knights. As I said, they started 1-0, lost 3 in a row, and they have won 1-1 in their last 2 games, trying to find a bit of consistency, trying to get that offense going with the Hoffman brothers there. 2-4 on the season, as I said, for the Silver Knights on the road, and they're taking on Resurrection Christian, the Cougars out of Loveland, Colorado, head coach Bob Mauch in his third season. 4-1 on the year. Of course, the Cougars did make the playoffs last year, but fell in the first round to Green Mountain. And when you look at this team so far this year, you know, similar stuff that's going to get you into the playoffs later this year, scoring 31 points per game. They're only allowing about 10 points per game. They've had 2 shutouts this year, and twice they have held teams under 8 points. This is a very, very good team. Of course, they beat Roosevelt last week in a big upset, led by sophomore quarterback Jackson Sanka, 20 for 35 so far, 57% completion percentage, only 270 yards passing and 4 touchdowns. He doesn't really throw the ball a lot, but where he can hurt you is running the ball. He's got 3 rushing touchdowns, 60 carries for 413 yards on the ground. So definitely more of a bit of a dual threat quarterback there for Resurrection Christian. We'll see what kind of show he puts on tonight. course, led by leading rusher junior Hunter Hansen. He's got 80 carries on the year so far, 443 yards and 6 touchdowns, getting a nice solid 88 yards per game on the ground. Going to need to be relying on him as well. And their leading tackler, senior Christian Seimer, 33 solo tackles, 11 assisted, and 8 tackles per game. All in all, makes for a very solid team on both sides of the ball, and their record definitely speaks to that. They got an opening win against Moffitt County, 14-0, a shutout there, and then they lost to a Buffalo High School out of Wyoming, 20-0, so shutout in that one. And then they got a win the next week against St. John's, a school out of South Carolina, won that one 43-6. And then they've got, so that was the start of their 3-game win streak now, with a win over Sand Creek a couple of weeks ago, 60-8. Ooh, that's like a Broncos score right there. And then their last week win, of course, against Roosevelt, 40-20. Just, of course, a big win, and you gotta wonder, how big of a win is that, and can you go into this week's game with the same focus and the same determination to try to get a win, or do you kind of rest on your laurels a little bit and just hope that you can skate through? But it's going to be a good game tonight, folks. Again, our A1 Organics game of the week, Severance and Resurrection Christian over in Loveland. Get your coats, get your jackets, get your blankets. It's going to be a chilly one as you're making your way over there. Again, it's going to be in the mid to low 40s throughout the evening. But of course, if you're not making it to the game, you can always listen to us here on KFKA. Michael Spillin, Bruce Dick will be on the call for you. We're going to send it out to them there in just a bit. They'll get the picture painted for you. Of course, I want to thank you for listening to Football Night in Northern Colorado, brought to you by Perry's Pizzeria and Tap House in Johnstown. Go check out Perry's this weekend for all of your football action and pizza goodness. Thank you for listening. This is Football Night in Northern Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Happy footballing.